Computer?
Computer, active. Would you like some refreshment?
No, thank you. I would like to talk to my grandson, though. Do you know where he is?
Located. I'll notify him of your wishes immediately.
Thank you. Now, where did I put that diary?
I believe you placed it in the second drawer on the right.
Oh, I'll never get used to a computer looking over my shoulder.
Did you want me, Grandma?
Oh, hi, honey. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Your sister told me you're being teased at school.
Aw, man. It's no big deal.
Well, a bully can be a big deal. Why don't you sit down and we'll talk?
Do we have to?
Well, I want to tell you a little story that might help.
A bully story?
In a way, yes. It's a story from this old journal. Oh, no, where was that?
The journal is in your right hand.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking for the right page. Computer off.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Now, this is a story that takes place almost 60 years ago in a faraway town called Odyssey.
Hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Here's the story I was looking for. This journal was given to me years ago by someone very dear. I'll start here. February 4th. I was in the school hallway today between 4th and 5th period, and I had a rather odd encounter.
Wow, I've never seen anybody alphabetize their books like that before.
Oh, hey, Max.
Hello, Trent. So, what do you need?
What do I need?
Yeah, what do you need? I need a key.
What?
A key. You know, you've got one hanging on that little T.S. Eliot keychain that's tucked away in your front left-hand pocket.
How do you know about my keychain?
I know lots of stuff. I got connections. And so do you, I hear. You're the president of the science club, and Mr. Jensen trusts you enough, he even gave you the key to the science lab. And that's what I need.
What for?
Nah, I can't tell you that. Let's just say it's bigger than both of us. So, what do you need? We'll trade.
I don't need anything. I've gotta go.
Fine. You think about it. But get it to me by Friday. Oh yeah, take my advice. Be careful.
Be careful. Those two words probably swam around in Trent's mind all day. What did Max mean by that? Was that a threat? Max wasn't really a bad boy, mind you. He was a little rough around the edges, and some may have even seen him as a bully. But I think you'd call him more of a supplier.
A supplier?
When somebody needed something, Max was happy to help them out, as long as he got what he wanted in return.
Yeah, I know the type.
Now, Trent, on the other hand, was a bright, imaginative boy. But in this case, Trent's imagination worked against him. After his conversation with Max, all he could do was keep thinking of the terrible things that might befall him if he didn't do what Max wanted. He imagined himself walking innocently down the hallway.
Did you see the third quarter grades that Mrs. Nichu posted today?
No, what's wrong?